just absolutely awful. And now Dollar Tree is saying those dollar items are now going to be $1.25 or $1.50.
They're going to have to change the name of their outfit, I guess.
I guess so. Gentleman Jim Dallas, I love stuff like that. Thank you.
You bet.
I want you to hear from Sean Hannity, because Hannity last night on his show on Fox News Channel absolutely nailed it. This cut one. And he says that Biden just keeps on lying to America. This was last night on his show on Fox.
Over. General Milley?
Absolutely not.
General McKenzie?
The war in Afghanistan is not over either.
Afghanistan made the war more challenging for us or less challenging with respect to continuing to try and protect the homeland? General Mull, you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
War's not over. Wait, Joe said that he's turned the page and that he's dealing with the very professional and business like Taliban that are now killing people and torturing women and taking away all of their rights. So Joe Biden was repeatedly told that our over the horizon capabilities were not sufficient. Another lie. He was told, and he knew, that Afghanistan would collapse without U.S. support. He knew abandoning Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night would leave Americans virtually defenseless. He knew the Taliban was rapidly in the country. The whole world knew it. They knew it in March, April, May, June, and July, and he's still bragging about the training of the Afghan military that was collapsing before the world's eyes. But Joe Biden continued to rush through his botched and very preventable withdrawal anyway, because Joe wanted to brag that he successfully ended America's longest war. And then predictably, when everything went south, he just lied about all of it, which pretty much sums up the plagiarist Joe Biden's entire career. He's been and remains a spineless coward, zero integrity, and he lies with abandon.
That sizes up Joe Biden. No, he's a liar. And now he's lying to the American people. Either that, or a bunch of generals and the Secretary of Defense is lying. All these people said, no, we all recommended 2,500. And Biden says, I don't recall that. There must be a lot of stuff. There must be a lot of stuff that he doesn't recall. Because that was horrible what happened yesterday. I guess it continued on today. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're going to check in with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. Earlier this week, Steve Sebelius of the RJ was writing about the huge field in the Republican primary for governor, and how this would be a nightmare for the Republicans. The fact is, according to Chuck Muth, it's not that way. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 531, I just checked the incident sheet from Nevada Department of Transportation. Don't see any incidents right now, but boy, I tell you, rush hour flows are happening right now as we speak on Interstate 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort area, mainly between Sunset and Charleston, both directions. Major delays on the downtown Spaghetti Bowl freeways. You are bumper to bumper, 515 westbound at Eastern. It's a long ride in from there. Also, 515 eastbound at Main Street. You're very, very sluggish all the way out to Eastern Avenue as that bridge work continues well into next year. And touch and go, 215 westbound at Gibson.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football running back Charles Williams, one of 79 semifinalists for the William V. Campbell Trophy. This is an honor that is given each year to college football's premier scholar athlete. UNLV getting ready for a matchup against Texas San Antonio coming up on Saturday. Big news potentially from the Mountain West Conference. It might look a little bit different moving forward. There is a report out there from CBS Sports that both Air Force and Colorado State have been in discussions with the American Athletic Conference and might leave the Mountain West. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
COVID vaccines are not perfect, and effectiveness tends to weaken with time. Vaccinated people are still vulnerable. The flu is also projected to be widely prevalent this fall and winter. To be safe, monitor your family regularly for fever and speak with your health care provider at the first indication of fever. Protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were just talking during the break about some of the candidates that are in this huge Republican primary for governor. Everybody and their brother wants to run against Steve Sisolak because I think they believe he is beatable. Steve Sebelius was writing in the RJ over the weekend, and one of the things he talked about was this whole notion that the Republicans have, eight candidates already in the race, and there may be more. There may be more. And I asked Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, because he offers a little bit of a different view than Steve Sebelius, and I asked him about that.
Well, Steve is right in that we have a crowded primary with at least five considered top-tier candidates, viable, credible candidates, and another three, four, five who are lower-level candidates who have said that they're running but really don't have any traction yet. That said, to win the primary, it's going to cost them money. They're going to have to compete. They all have strengths and weaknesses, different strengths and different weaknesses. And in the end, the voters next June, the Republican Party voters, are going to have to pick one of those as the nominee to go up against Steve Sisolak, if he's the Democrat nominee, in the general election. So that in that regard, Steve is absolutely right. None of those candidates right now is clearly considered a front runner. That would, you know, all but it would be their race to lose. In other words, any one of these five. I mean, you could get 25% of the vote could possibly win the Republican Party primary. So while none of them is probably likely to get 50% plus one in the primary, whoever gets the highest number of votes is going to win. So, you know, that's a problem, and that's going to cost them a lot of time and money. And, of course, they're going to beat up each other in the primary. That's just the nature of the beast. And a lot of those issues that are brought up in the primary can and probably will be used by Democrats against them in the general election. So that's, you know, Steve is right as far as that's concerned. On the other hand, if we focus on the top five candidates, they all have different problems with the Republican Party base that need to be fleshed out in a primary so that the Republican Party voter can vote an informed ballot when they do vote next June. And in that regard, I think that's probably a good thing.
Let's begin with what you call the majors. North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. Is it going to hurt him that he is a former Democrat?
It could. I mean, it is a talking point right now among a lot of Republican primary voters, registered Republican voters, that it's not so much that he switched parties, because, let's face it, a lot of people have switched parties. You know, Donald Trump was a Democrat and switched parties. Heck, I was a Democrat when I was growing up until I got out of high school and realized that I wasn't, and switched parties. So that in and of itself isn't a killer. The challenge is for Mayor Lee is that he did it so recently that it looks like it was politically expedient, and that he only did it earlier this year, right before he announced that he was running for governor. But it doesn't have to kill his campaign. It's just that he's going to have to find a good way to answer questions about that party switch that alleviates rightful and understandable concern among Republicans who say, well, wait a minute, you know, these other guys, they've been Republicans for 10, 15, 20 years or their entire lives, and, you know, here you just switched back to the Republican Party earlier this year. So, you know, it's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate point that Mayor Lee's going to have to address.
Former Senator Dean Heller entered the race. Now, before he entered the race, Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, was one of the favorites, I guess. He was one of the top contenders. What does Dean Heller entering the race do to Joe Lombardo, and is it going to hurt his chances?
I don't know that Dean entering the race hurts Joe Lombardo so much. I think before Dean got into the race, I would have said that it was at that point, although the others are credible and viable, that it was really between Sheriff Joe Lombardo and Mayor Lee, primarily because such a large percentage of the vote comes out of Clark County, and both of them are well-established politicos in Clark County. Dean, having run statewide, having been in office for so many years and for so long, you know, immediately puts him up there at the top. But I don't know that him getting in the race, again, with it being so divided, Kevin, that it necessarily hurts Joe Lombardo so much as it throws, the whole race probably now goes where you might have needed 33% of the vote to win the primary, that maybe 25% is enough. I think that's more of what Dean brings into the race by throwing his hat in the ring.
Again, joining us, Chuck Muth, as he does every Wednesday, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. You got to pick up on this. There's always something good there. Reno attorney Joey Gilbert. A lot of folks in these parts don't know who the heck he is, but he has been an outspoken critic of the governor. He's even gone to the extent of suing the governor and the Clark County School District. What about his chances? He's a dynamic speaker. He's got a lot of passion. Does he have enough money? And does he have enough oomph to rise to the top?
Yeah, the money question, I don't know, and none of us will really know until middle of January, when the first campaign finance reports come out for state races. Unlike the federal races that come out every quarter, even in non-election years, we won't know what kind of money any of these candidates have raised until the end of the year. And I think the filing deadline is January the 15th is when we'll get a look at that. A candidate that we haven't talked about yet, Guy Nora. We know that he is extremely wealthy. We know that he's already said he's willing to spend a couple million dollars of his own money in that race. In that case, then we know that he's going to have the money if he's willing to spend it. But I don't know that for Joey Gilbert. What I will say about Joey is he's better known in Reno because he's an attorney in Reno, and he's had his law practice billboards plastered all over the county for a long time. So everyone knows his name. He's got very high name ID up there. And not so much in Clark County. However, you have to bear in mind that Republican primary voters are generally tend to be better informed and more involved in the political process. And Joey Gilbert, as you mentioned, Kevin, is the only lawyer who has successfully sued Governor Sisolak over his shutdown orders, and had to deal with churches. And so he did win that. And he has been on the governor's case and in his face since day one of the shutdown. So he has developed a statewide, a very passionate statewide base of support. And again, if you're looking at just trying to get 25% of the vote, and it's 25% of a hardcore conservative vote, you have to say that you can't write the man off, because his voters are very, very passionate. They will show up and vote on election day, whereas some of the other candidates who maybe their supporters aren't quite as passionate, maybe they'll show up, maybe they won't. Those campaigns are going to have to do a very, very good job at turning out their supporters, whereas Joey's voters, pretty much, they're going to show up. They're going to be there. The big question for Joey that he's going to have to answer in this primary, again, which is why I think the primary is a good thing, Kevin, there are voters who are going to be looking at his campaign and say, you know what? He's a solid conservative. He's a fire breather. But can he win in the general election once you throw Democrats and nonpartisan voters into the mix? That's going to be the big question, whether or not he can win in the general. And that's something he's going to have to answer in the primary.
I've got to ask you about Dean Heller, because to me, he is the kind of the linchpin to a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of people still view him as a never-Trumper, and they have long memories. My question is, what are the challenges that he faces? He's got great name recognition all across the state. He's been in politics for 30 years, run statewide before as Secretary of State. What are his challenges, though?
Yeah, well, you know, I would point out that Jeffrey Dahmer has extremely high name ID as well. And that's not necessarily a good thing in all cases. And in Dean's case, you hit the nail on the head. His biggest problem is he was absolutely a never-Trumper. He's got the quote that he was 100% against Hillary Clinton and 99% against Donald Trump. Trump supporters have never forgotten that. They've never forgiven that. And that showed up at the polls when he lost his reelection bid.
There you have it. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And check out Muth's Truths. Really good stuff. And he writes once, twice, sometimes three times a week. And it's really, really good stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was on Capitol Hill again today. Yesterday, he testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And after watching that testimony, Sean Hannity came up with something that I thought was interesting. And this is cut two. That Mark Milley should either resign or be fired. Listen to this.
I was communicating to my Chinese counterpart on instructions, by the way, to de-escalate the situation. And I told him if there was going to be an attack, there'll be plenty of communications going back and forth. Your intel system's going to pick it up. I said, I'll probably call you. Everybody will be calling you.
I'll probably call you and tell you the attack's coming. Well, that would be an admission. That would be cause for immediate dismissal. Now, Woodward and Costa probably taped him, so he knew he couldn't really outright lie. Maybe it's time to release those tapes to Congress. One thing that Milley did fully admit to, he gossips like a mean girl in high school, to use a phrase, to every single reporter in town, even though he says, I don't disclose the conversations I have with the president. Unless your name is Woodward or Costa, then you tell him everything. Listen.
General Milley, yes or no to this. Did you talk to Bob Woodward or Robert Costa for their book, Peril?
Woodward, yes. Costa, no.
Did you talk to Carol Leonic and Philip Rucker for their book, Alone, Can I Fix It?
Yes.
Did you talk to Michael Bender for his book? Book is, frankly, we did win this election, the inside story of how Trump lost.
Yes.
Or no?
Why would you, as the sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talk to a reporter that's writing a book about a prior administration? Why would that be in part of your job description?
Well, as Senator Blackburn said earlier, I deal with the media routinely. 2, 3, 4 times a week I'm talking to the media.
this would be called leaking, and this would be called revealing private conversations with your boss. How pathetic. Remember, General Milley is the Joint Chiefs of Staff, our highest-ranking military official. Why would he be leaking to any reporters and gossiping to reporters about his boss? How exactly is our country safer or more secure with General Milley leaking and gossiping all over town to every reporter that has a book deal? Because apparently he talked to a lot of them. How does that advance your national security? It doesn't. After today, it is clear. General Milley needs to resign or be fired. He absolutely needs to be investigated for the leaks, for the calls with China, whether or not he was trying to usurp the power of the President of the United States, whether or not he was coordinating with our sworn enemy, what he had in terms of conversations with Speaker Pelosi, and about this botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that he is in part responsible for.
That was Sean Hannity last night. And I can't wait to see what he thinks of the testimony today before the House committee. Yesterday was the Senate. Today was the House. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, this week we've been talking with the I guess the large group of men, and by the way, it's exclusively male dominated. There are no women running for governor, and that's a little bit surprising. I would have hoped that the Republicans would have had at least one woman weigh in and get some of the female vote. But we've been visiting with the men, Guy Nora and Dean Heller.